the shit's about to kick off. This party looks whack. Let's take it back to straight hip-hop and start it from scratch. I'm about to bloody this...
Now on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, and Spreaker, we present the one and only Breakdown Sports Show. The best run sports talk show in the Carolinas on the interwebs. With your host, the never intimidated or duplicated Big Shot Bob.
I liked what I saw from Cam.
And the man at the top of the summit, the man bringing it home, Rocky.
Lorenzo Cain to teach Cam Newton how to slide.
The show starts now.
Welcome, welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, and iTunes. I think we draft BBA or think they spot one to fill.
I like how the beautiful one just left.
What did he say? Steve, say
I
that
missed,
again.
I missed it. I now signed into Periscope.
I saw you said, who should they draft? And I'm trying to figure out what team you're talking about they should draft. There we go.
Panthers.
That's the reason. Who should the Panthers draft?
Yep.
In this year's draft,
offensive line.
Offensive line. D tackle. Or, no, DN. Sorry, DN.
I was going to say defensive backs.
Defensive back, later in the. I think later in the. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I know. Hey, Cowboy fans, it don't matter who Panthers draft. But anyway, in Charlotte, yeah. You think we're going to go after BPS or they have someone in mind? From what they're talking about right now is in the draft that they're signing the defensive end from – trying to think which school it's defensive end from not Alabama, Ole Miss. I think they're talking about Robert Nickamendish. Yeah, I'll pull it up. Let's see, draft. Yeah, right now they're talking about going after the defensive end in the late first round. Let's see. Where's the defensive end? Not top 32. Who you think they get, though?
Who, the Panthers?
Yeah, the Panthers.
I don't know much about the draft class, but, I mean, they need defensive backs, probably, because I doubt they're going to sign Josh Norman, so you probably need to find somebody.
You don't think they'll sign Josh Norman?
It's a lot of money they're going to have tied up in people. You got Cam Newton. You got Keekly you're going to have to tie up long term. You got Charles Johnson, unless you're going to cut him, the amount of money you're paying him. And Josh Norman wants to make $16-17 mil a year. That's a lot of salary, man.
Yeah, for one person, that's a lot.
You still got Jonathan Stewart. You're paying $10 million a year, at least $9 to $10 million. I mean, they have a lot of kind of bad contracts on that team.
Well, don't forget they just got Charles Johnson contract just was redone because they released them. Or yeah, Brandon Boykin though got burned in Philly. We got a Philly fan in here, and he'll tell you about Brandon Boykin. He got burned a lot. So that does not solve your nickelback situation.
No.
I will tell you who was sitting at the bar. We haven't done it yet, though. We're getting ready to do it here in a few minutes.
I'm sitting at the bar at Blake Griffin here.
Are you? Yeah, he ain't doing nothing. Oh, okay. There you go. He's the defensive end outside linebacker from Oklahoma State, Emmanuel Ogbah. That's who they're projecting right now for the Panthers to draft.
Somebody from Oklahoma State?
Oklahoma State.
Oh, so he'll be garbage.
Probably. We don't know.
Probably. Anybody from Oklahoma.
They don't
play
defense.
Well, the Panthers are also speaking.
Who you think they get?
They're speaking with the two. They spoke with Dodd from Clemson, and they're speaking with the DN from Clemson, Lawson, today. If one of the Clemson players fall to Carolina, I can't see them.
Shaq Lawson, man. I would get Shaq Lawson.
Yeah, if one of those two players happen to fall, I don't see them. I couldn't see them going to Oklahoma for a guy, but it just depends on best available at that point.
They were asking, who do you think they get with the pick?
Best available. Just best available, because I don't know how the draft's going to go, especially that late, and who falls where. I would love to see them take a corner.
Okay.
But I know they just signed a guy, Boykin, from Pittsburgh.
Well, we were talking about that, but when he was in Philly, who was the cornerback always get burned? Boykin.
Boykin?
So, you know, I mean, as a nickelback, we'll see.
He's got to be better than Colin Jones. Colin Jones was the worst nickelback in the history of nickelbacks.
Well, Finnegan didn't do bad.
Yeah, Finnegan was all right.
You could bring him back for another back. Until you draft somebody to play that
position. Ben Wickery should be back. So,
yeah, we'll but he's the two, right?
He's going to have to be the second star and corner.
Somebody thinks Norman's not coming back.
Norman will be back at least this year.
Yeah, just this year.
We just need
you
got to
lock
year.
Him up long term. You know, because he is the greatest cornerback of all time, you know, apparently.
We're going into sitting at a bar.
Who are you sitting at the bar with?
There you go. Who you sitting at the bar with? Oh, real announcement real fast. Monday night, we will have a new show starting called the Roar 3 Breakdown Edition at about 6 o'clock until like 7 or 8. It's going to be a review show of the weekend. So we'll be talking live masters and anything else going on from the weekend. Just make sure you check us out on Periscope and everywhere else. So who you got sitting at the bar with this week?
Who am I sitting at the bar? I'm sitting with Charlotte Flair. Man, was she looking smoking hot in that dress.
You mean David
Flair? Who the hell is David Flair?
Charlotte Flair.
Who's Mark James? Oh, he's the WFWZ.
Huh?
Mark James.
He used to be at WFNZ.
Yeah, thank you.
He's in Atlanta now.
Right. He asked if we ever met him.
No, unfortunately. Actually, would have liked to meet him.
Somebody posted, yes, Zack Ryder's got more championships than the Cowboys at Cowboys Stadium. Yes. Thank you,
Scott.
You know it, bro.
All right. And he also lost it the next night. You know it.
Whoa.
Woo, woo, woo. All right, anyway.
That's not cool.
I'm sitting with Charlotte Flair.
You sit with Charlotte?
Yeah.
Did you see David Flair was at the Hall of Fame?
I know Charlotte was there.
No, David was there.
Yeah,
with
I saw that. Right. So it blows my whole theory that it actually is David Flair in drag.
So... Anyway, you're sitting with Charlotte.
Why you disrespecting Charlotte like that? Damn, I'm sitting with Charlotte.
I'm sorry.
Sitting with Charlotte. Who are you sitting with?
If we're going to keep it wrestling now, I guess it's Zack Ryder.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Come on, bro. He was Intercontinental Champion for a day, bro.
Right? I mean, that's...
Sitting in a bar with Shaq? There you go. Kept it wrestling. I'm going to sit with...
Please don't mention Shaq and wrestling. No.
Snoop Dogg.
Really? Shizzle, yo. Really, Eric Adams? How does it feel to score more with my wife than the Cowboys in the stadium? Dude, I knew I should have cut you from the show.
That was
great, but still. Oh, my goodness. Donald Trump. All right, I ain't going the Donald Trump route today. I'm sitting at the bar at AJ Styles. Why not, man? I'm the new number one contender in Dallas.
We're all going to keep it wrestling.
You know, we'll keep it wrestling today on the show.
The next victim for the Roman Empire.
Yeah. Well,
believe. What's my line? That.
Wait a minute. You got right down.
I got right. Let me check my hand again. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. That was fun. Anyway, moving on to the next segment. This week, Travel Rocky. I went from Texas to Cleveland this week.
Man, that sucks.
Nakamura debut. Very awesome. I can't wait until that.
Great.
It was great in NXT Dallas. But I went this week. I went to Cleveland after I went from Dallas. I got a hot dog with Fruit Loops, bacon, and mac and cheese on it.
That sounds disgusting.
I bet your doctor wasn't happy about that.
No, he didn't know about it. I didn't tell him. He still ain't seen me.
A frankfurter with bacon,
mac and cheese.
Frankfurters already just ground up pork anyway.
Pretty much. What's that? It's all good.
And mac and cheese and Fruit Loops?
And Fruit Loops.
What?
Does that look disgusting?
Yes.
That looks something somebody from Cleveland would come up with because the only way to live in Cleveland, you have to be intoxicated 24/7.
Mr. NASCAR, because our NASCAR expert's here today. Who you got winning the Texas race?
Man, those mile and a half cookie cutter tracks. I mean,
short tracks are terrible.
What?
No, I like short
track. Short track racing's the best.
Kyle Busch really drove well this weekend.
I mean, driving Martinsville is just, man.
He tore it up.
I would say probably any of the Gibbs cars. Probably Edwards is going to be strong. Kyle's still going to be strong.
Kenseth had a great car. He just made a stupid move after that last
caution. And you still can't count out Mr. Six Time, Jimmy Johnson.
No, you can't. And Earnhardt Jr., you got to watch out for him. I know he's had a rough start to the season.
Just don't put money on Danica Patrick.
Exactly.
He's got Chase Brad. Elliott. You can
Brad
put
Keselowski. Bad Brad. Mr. Ed.
That's my favorite did. Driver. I like Brad Keselowski, actually. Joey Logano, though, is the better driver out of that team.
And yes, the Fruit Loops were dry.
No. Keselowski's a better driver.
You think Keselowski's a better driver than Logano?
Logano's good, actually, but he's not a wheel man.
We got somebody that says only Bristol is the only good short track.
Okay, no, sir. You got Richmond, which is probably right up there one of my favorite short tracks.
I'm glad we had him.
Martinsville?
Martinsville has got to be.
Is there. Bristol's good, but not the new Bristol. The old Bristol that had the one groove was probably one of the best, where you had to actually shove somebody out of the way. I miss North Wilkesboro.
There are rumors of Patrick going in trouble if she keeps wrecking.
Well, I mean, what else are they going to do? Because she's just going to wreck regardless because she ran out of talent.
That's what you put your money on. Danica Patrick wrecking.
Yeah. Her and her boyfriend are bound to be in a wreck at some point.
Stonehouse?
Stenhouse.
Oh, wait.
Is it Stenhouse?
Ricky.
Somebody Ricky else that Stenhouse. Doesn't win races.
Okay.
I mean, he had a championship in the Xfinity Series. That's about it.
Woohoo! Did y'all do any fantasy baseball this year?
Nope.
Nobody invited me to do any fantasy baseball.
I'll have to invite you next year.
They're afraid of me.
Who's the guy you should draft? Who should you take and when? Like, who's your sleeper you should draft?
Sleeper?
Yeah.
Trevor Story.
Yeah, apparently.
After three seasons. After three games.
He got four home runs. He leads the league.
He's lighting it.
He's lighting it up.
He's killing it. No one, and I tried to draft him, and somebody already grabbed him.
Sorry, guys, I have the flu, as in I flew all your pitches over the outfield wall. Hey,
no, fantasy baseball is tough. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm losing 9-1.
The only way fantasy baseball is good is if you do it right. The league I was in last year, I kind of butted heads with the commissioner because that told me ran it horribly. I mean, who puts a cap on weekly acquisitions in fantasy baseball?
Our league does. We put five. You can have five a week.
No, you got to
switch your pitcher every day.
You have to switch your pitcher every day.
No, we're talking about moves. We're talking about adding
players. Oh, I'm talking about off the free agent wire.
Oh, no, yeah, five. We get five a week.
No, because, see, the best way to do it is you have your two studs, you know, that you're going to start regardless, and then you just pick up pitchers off the free agent wire.
Real fast, yes or no, does Doc Rivers get fired if Clippers don't make it to the finals?
No.
All right. No. I agree, no. Somebody was asking on Periscope.
No.
Curling. Hey, we're talking about no curling? What are you talking?
So you must be from Canada.
Canada, eh?
Yeah.
You know, lacrosse is their official sport.
We got to talk. We're talking about Canadians later.
Oh, we're going to talk hockey. Sweet.
We're going to talk some hockey today. We got the hockey expert on the show.
Supposedly. When do the playoffs start?
Next two weeks.
Next week.
Next week?
There's
two
only
weeks, right?
Two or three games left for every team.
Going to baseball, National League Central, and we'll talk about the Central real fast. Who? Tell me where the Cubs rank in the division.
That's probably the best number division one? In baseball.
Oh yeah,
man. Between them, the Pirates are still going to be tough,
and
you can you can never count out St. Louis.
Never.
Well, they've looked awful right now, but we'll see.
I mean, they're always going to, and then they're going to surprise everybody with 95 wins.
The one team you can count out in that division is the Brew Crew. They suck.
Eric asked, who will win in a spelling bee? Stephen Hilbig. Who was the first name? You have to say it again. He says Stephen Hilbig and somebody. I was like,
uh-oh.
Yeah. Stephen would never win in a spelling bee. It doesn't matter who he goes against. Doesn't matter.
Who? I just see Floyd.
Oh, Floyd Mayweather. That's who. Floyd Mayweather or Stephen Hilbig. In a spelling bee.
Well, that's tough.
We said Hilbig wouldn't win anything, so we'll go with Floyd.
Yeah, I have to go with Floyd. He's got money. He'd do it right.
He'll probably hire somebody with a teleprompter, so I'd say Floyd Mayweather.
But anyway, you got the Cubs winning the
Cubs right now. They're just the best team on paper and on the field. I mean, with that, they have a murderer's row of talent.
What about you, Bob?
I just don't like betting on the Cubbies. They're cursed.
I know.
We're talking about making it to the playoffs or being the number one team.
Right now in their division, what do you think?
Yeah, I think the Cubs, man. I want to take the Redbirds, but I think that the Redbirds won't win 100 games this year.
I can see the Cubs at between 95 and 105 wins.
Yeah, exactly.
The Pirates, second?
They're going to be battling for second.
It's either them or the Redbirds. Do three teams make it to the playoffs again out of this division?
What strip club in Charlotte has the best steak? I don't know.
Who goes to a strip club?
According to the radio commercials, this Uptown Cabaret.
Yeah, they're way too expensive. The Uptown
The juice that drips from the meat in the Uptown Cabaret.
I don't know where that juice came from, though.
It's right. Unbelievable.
I'm afraid that's some booty sweat they put on that.
The spread that's laid in your face.
Are we talking about food still?
Take it any way you want to. Uptown Cabaret.
He said, going back to baseball, he said the Rangers are the most cursed team in baseball.
Really? They have Yu Darvish back. Cole Hamels.
Two World Series back to back. The Cubs have not made the World Series since 1945.
and they should have made it last year. I mean, but they ran into
The Mets and the Cubs cursed again.
Right. The Pirates, where did we say they rank?
I'd say they're battling the Cards for number two in that division.
Yeah.
They can probably still be a playoff contender, but
no. The NL West is loaded at the top and the Central is loaded at the top. But the NL East, between the Mets and the Nationals, that's going to be a nice little battle right there.
I don't know if the NL West is actually loaded.
You don't think between the Giants, the Dodgers, and the
I really think it's going to be Diamondbacks and Giants.
I'll go back to that. yes, I did see Ranger Stadium. It's unbelievable. I love it. I would go there every day if I lived there. Going back to your thing about the West, all right, all I'm saying, we're a lot better than people think we are. I'm just saying, if we get the pitching to just 2 to 3 runs a game, we're going to be really good because we're scoring 6 runs a game.
Okay, you're putting.
Now, we played the Padres. You can't judge a lot.
Exactly.
We're 3-0 right now, and the first time ever, the first team to win three straight games in a shutout. I'm just saying. So we'll see.
Still the Padres. So
I know it's the Padres, but still we beat the teams
that
ahead of us.
At the head of your lineup pitching too, in Clayton Kershaw. We know what we're going to get from Kershaw year in, year out.
Right.
At least right now, anyway.
But the Padres are crappy, but I'm just saying the Dodgers are better than people think they are this year. We'll see. What
I was getting ready to say, the Diamondbacks really bulked up their team with pitching.
Did you see Shelby Miller get lit up the other night?
It's still the first week of the season.
I know. It's early. You're asking me.
And Zach Greinke lost, too.
Look, you're asking me, do I think – I think the Dodgers are the second-best team in that division. I think the Giants are first. I think the Diamondbacks have stuff to prove, and they're the third or fourth team in that division. It's too early right now, though. I mean, we're 4 games into the season.
I mean, they have the – I still think they have the best hitter in Major League Baseball right now.
And Goldschmidt.
And Paul Goldschmidt.
Yeah, but what else behind him? That's the problem with that team.
They don't need – when they get those 3 starting pitchers going, they're winning 3 out of 5 games.
But
every
LA
week.
Has a lineup from top to bottom. We have a lot of people injured.
You're banking on Carl Crawford.
Right.
Yasiel
to produce.
Puig.
Yasiel Puig to produce. You're
right
banking
now,
on
Doc
some guys.
Peterson.
Hey, 3 games into the season, they're doing good right now. We'll see. I said it's early. Chase Utley. Yeah, we have a lot of injuries too. So, but anyway, right now, the Dodgers are the beast of the West.
Yeah, when Andre Ethier
he's not coming back until the All-Star break.
We don't need Andre. No offense to Andre Ethier, but if our players play like Jock and Carl Crawford can play.
And
we don't need Andre
Thompson.
Trace Thompson in the outfield. Clay Thompson's brother. Man, we're fine. We just need.
I'm just saying.
It's too early.
The Diamondbacks had the same team they did last year, but they just bolstered up that starting
and
rotation.
And the Giants
start pitching, Miller,
man.
And still Patrick Corbin's their third in the rotation. He was their stud.
All right.
So don't sell the Diamondbacks short.
Well, I'm saying right now they're third or fourth because did they not just get beat a couple games? Didn't Greinke get beat?
Again, this is the first week of the year.
I know, but we're going first week of the year right now. You're asking me where they're at right now.
I'm going by what talent they have. I'm not really paying attention on what they've done so far because
we'll start getting a clearer picture when we're 60 games.
I've gotten them behind the Dodgers and Giants right now. Just do. Until I see something, they ain't going over to the Dodgers right now, even though we did lose Greinke. The Pirates, I think they finished second in the division as well. Somebody did ask what the number was to call.
919-943-2044. We will hook you up and we will get you on.
Who what about the Cardinals? Where you guys think they finished in the division?
Cardinals will be battling for anywhere from first to third, but probably third this year, man.
Okay, third.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, they'll be battling in that division.
You think third?
Yeah, they're going to be second or third. It's just going to be between the Pirates and the Cards, but I think the Pirates can have a better team.
What about the Brewers?
Last, dead last. And Brew Crew, Ryan Braun, he gets on my nerves. That's my Grayson Allen right there.
I ain't take nothing. What you talking about? They tampered with my test over the weekend.
All right. What about the Reds?
Cincinnati will finish fourth.
Fourth?
Yeah, they'll be ahead of the Brewers. That's all you're asking for.
Right.
That's all they can
do. Just be ahead of Milwaukee.
All right. The Cubs will win the World Series if?
Never.
Never.
Never. I mean, well, no. What do they need to... What will make them win the World Series this year?
Getting there first off. They need to get there. Arrieta has to be a stud again. Lester has to be a stud. And their bullpen has to be sharp. Right. Those are the only ways they're going to win.
I don't hate Duke. I just don't like Grayson Allen. And you watch him play and you understand why. What do they need to do to win the World Series?
They got
to
beat the Mets first. They need to beat good pitching.
They need to beat good pitching. So timely hitting.
Well, they have hitting, but yeah, timely hitting. I mean, they've gotten better. It scares me because I really think that's going to be the NL championship game is going to be Mets and Cubs again.
Yeah, they need to win 125 games and 120 games and be home court advantage throughout the playoffs. I think that's the only way they win.
You know, playing in the Central, they could possibly win 100, and I'd say maybe 10 or 15.
But if
there's no way they're beating the record.
If the NL doesn't win the All-Star game, then it does not matter.
Right, which at some point.
I mean, because they're going for broke this year. Jason Hayward, Anthony Rizzo. Oh,
they've spent the money.
They spent the money.
Addison Russell, Ben Zobrist.
The north side of Chicago has their fingers crossed. They are.
This should
thinking
be
it. This
and they have decent
year.
Pitching.
The Pirates win the division if
the Pirates win the division?
If
they
the Cubs those. Miss, I don't know, like 50 games, the whole team.
Yeah.
So if other people are injured.
No, I'm talking about the whole team. It just doesn't show up.
All right. The Pirates, Bobby, they win the division if what?
Yeah, the Cubs just have to go away. They don't have the pitching, man. And McCutchen can't do it all. He can't do it all. He can win the MVP award again, but he just can't do it all.
I don't know. He didn't play like an MVP last year.
He started slow. He started slow, but he picked it up.
They need all five starters to be dominant. Well, no, they need a solid 2 and 3 guy. Garrett Cole can't be the only starter they got. They need another.
As of right now on their depth chart, it's Liriano, Cole, and Jonathan Nies. And Nice is
okay.
He's a number four starter, really. But I mean, with the Mets, they had so much talent they couldn't put. They made him a fifth starter.
But Liriano had a good first opening day this year. So maybe if he can be a dominant number one, a number two guy behind
Garrett Cole,
it really just depends. It really depends on their bats because I think they're pitching. They should be okay. It's just whether they can score runs because you're going to need Kutch. You're going to need David Freese to, you know, step in that role and be a veteran bat on that team.
The Cardinals will win the World Series if
the Cubs and the Pirates don't show up. I mean, the Cardinals still have talent, but injuries always seem to happen.
And they got to avoid the Cards at the wrong time.
They will win the World Series if they play the Dodgers in the NL Championship Series.
Well, everybody can win that.
No, I mean, that's the only. The Brewers will win 70 games if.
I think you know my answer.
If a team forfeits 70 times.
Is that your answer?
That's being nice, though, if the team forfeits. I don't know. That's a struggle for them to reach 70 games.
We know they're going to get to 100 losses. So if they get 100 losses, they won't win 70 games.
They will have to win. They will have to lead major leagues in homers, I think, to win 70 games. They don't have to outslug people because their pitching is not going to outpitch anybody.
Yeah.
The Reds will win the division if
Joey Votto hits 500 and slugs 100 home runs.
Because that's all they really have anymore. Besides
him and Jay Bruce.
Jay
that's
Bruce,
it.
Right? You still got Brandon Phillips.
But Brandon Phillips, I mean, he's getting old.
Yeah.
He's not the Brandon Phillips of like 5-6 years ago.
All right. In AL Central, the White Sox division rank.
Last.
Really?
You got them last? I think.
Well, the AL Central is up in the air. You got the Royals, but I think the White Sox are last.
All right.
See, the AL Central is so tough because they're
Royals, competitive. Twins, and Tigers.
Yeah, they're all normally really competitive. Even if they are only at 500, the division winner comes out at 500. They're always still within 10 games of each other. I'd say maybe last in the division too.
Last?
Yeah. I mean, they have talent, but I don't know. It's still kind of a hard because I know who's winning the Central. And just those other teams are so tough.
All right. Royals.
Last?
No, I mean, where you put the Royals?
Oh, winning the division. They're probably a 90, 92 win team.
Exactly.
You got them winning it too, Bobby?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, man, that's tough. It's tough. That's really tough. I think losing Cueto is going to hurt a little bit.
Nah, they have the best defense in Major League Baseball. They still have decent starting pitching.
I got them finished second.
Man, let's see who you got winning.
What about the Indians? Who you got? Where third. You got them ranked? Third?
Third. No.
I think about this.
Either third or fourth.
Well, you think third or fourth? Because I know you ain't got them one or two.
Man, that's one of those teams though that they could be a two. They could be a number two team because
they're bearing you think
they got that ace in a Kluber, and they have some decent hitters. I mean, that's a team if they stay healthy, they can really surprise you.
It
you
seems
know what?
Ever who has Napoli usually has a good year. I'm just pointing that out.
Okay, Turtle. Nap's a god here in Boston, you know. Everywhere he goes, he's just the greatest. You know what? I'm going to say second.
Second?
I'm going to say second.
I'm going to say, I already said the White Sox are third, Royals are second. I'm going Indians fourth. Twins.
Fourth. The Twinkies.
Fourth? Yeah.
I guess I'll have to put them fifth. Now, watch out for Brong Ho Park, the third baseman. Very, and be
guy
very surprised.
Brought up from Korea.
Yeah, watch the guy from Korea. Tigers.
I got them finished in second.
Third.
First.
Crazy, man. You're crazy.
I'm going now. Here's the struggle with them: is Special K Rodriguez already gave up a go-ahead. They lost the other day.
I've never heard him call Special K before.
Well, he is special.
He is K-Rod.
Yeah, K-Rod blew a save the other day. That's the one problem with Detroit. And a solid number three, I think. Verlander got lit up, too. So
that's all Verlander does nowadays is get lit up. Their only ace really is Jordan Zimmermann. He's the only guy that I'd put, you know, he's going to keep him in the game. He's not going to give up a ton of runs.
Verlander.
Annabelle Sanchez is not number two for them. And they got Mike Pelfrey as their number four starter. Let me tell you about Mike Pelfrey.
Oh, Lord.
Real fast. He throws two pitches. Fastball, changeup. That's all you got to look for. And his changeup's garbage, so all you got to do is look for fastball. That's your number four on the starting rotation. They're going to need their hitters to step up big time. Granted, they have the hitters in J.D. Martinez. They have Miguel Cabrera. They have Victor Martinez. They have
Upton.
They have I forgot Upton.
They have bats, but they don't.
And Ian Kinsler, but I just think the Royals have the best bullpen in Major League Baseball. They have the best defense in Major League Baseball.
And their starters are good,
and they don't give up. Look at the opening night against the Mets. They came back again late in the game and won. That team just doesn't give up. Ned Yost has got them playing great.
It's going to be tough, but I think they could. White Sox will win the division if what's one thing has to happen for them to win the division?
Chris Sale wins 25 games.
All right.
They have to get super lucky.
Lucky. The Royals will repeat as champions if
they do what they did last year. Play defense.
If they can score three runs a game.
3 runs a game and that's it?
Yep.
The offense has to step up again this year. I'm not sure that they can score.
They have the same offense minus Ben Zobrist right now.
I'm just saying it's tough to put it together year after year, especially repeat.
But they do it, man. They did it last year or the year before,
they
too.
They did. They got to the World Series and lost, but they did.
By 90 feet, too. Right. They lost. I mean, I just think they have good hitting, and that's going to keep them in the games. Their defense is going to win it for them. Their bullpen's going to win it for them. And their starting pitching, if their starting pitching go past 6 innings,
they're
good.
So I think Morales has to have a monster year too for them in the middle.
He just needs to hit 250 and hit 30 home runs. That's it. Right.
That's what I mean, though. He needs to have that 30 home run season again, but because they need the long ball. The Indians will make the playoffs if.
They won't.
They need their hitters to step up. They need their big signing in Mike Napoli to play like the Mike Napoli of Texas. He needs to hit, I'm not even going to say 300, he needs to hit 240, 250, but he needs to jack the ball out of the stadium. They need Kipnis to have the same year he had last year, hitting over 300. They need a lot of things, but I really think they're hitting.
That's the biggest.
Yeah. I think their hitting is the biggest, but I still think they have the team to be number two.
The Tigers will win the division if
Verlander actually wins games. He needs to be a 15-plus win pitcher.
Okay. Anything, Bobby? No.
No, they not winning either.
They ain't winning, so it don't matter. It doesn't matter. Is there a wild card team coming out of the Central and the NL Central and the AL Central? Is there a wild card team coming out of those divisions?
I think there's one.
Okay.
I'd probably say the Pirates, maybe. They'd probably be the wild card team.
Pirates or the Cards, either or.
Yeah, it's whoever finishes second. I just think that division, the top three, should be good enough to get a wild card spot. Because I don't see one coming out of the West, and I may see one come out of the East. I think the East would probably be the other
wild card position. Between Washington and the Mets?
Well, no, it's not between Washington
and the
Mets.
It's
going to be either the Nationals, and that's about it. I think the Nationals probably be a wild card team.
Out of the Central? Oh, you mean out of the
East? Yeah, out of the East. All right. I'm saying whoever finishes second, the Central's going to gobble up a wild card spot.
All right. Let's go into Sunshine, Players of the Week.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy.
We had to go with this song again because it's spring. You would think in Charlotte, North Carolina, but it's not. You go to Dallas, Texas, it's 80 degrees. Yeah, that was fine
with 100% that. Humidity.
That's right. Who are your guys' Sunshine Players of the Week so far?
Jay Wright and Villanova. Congratulations. Kyle Busch for winning at Martinsville. He dominated.
Did you see that post-race thing when he was leaving Martinsville? His wife was video or had her phone out, and they pulled up next to a SUV, and the girl was dressed in Kyle Busch gear. So the window's down. He goes, "Hey, how are you doing?" And she just kind of looks over and just starts, "Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God." I mean, they're in traffic. What else are you going to do? Might as well say hi to your fans.
Right. Might as well. I mean, she's wearing your gear, so I hope she will recognize you. That's a big moment. And, you know, Mrs. Busch, for her credit, she already had a spot picked out for the grandfather clock.
Right.
As
most women, you know.
Like, yeah, I got a great spot for it. Go on, bring it home. And Gibbs Racing, man, what a two-year run they have had so far. I mean, won the championship last year, won Daytona to start this year, won Martinsville already.
They're on the program, that engine program.
That is
legit this year.
The rest of NASCAR needs to catch up.
You got any more? Was that it?
Kevin Durant, 62 straight games, 20 points a game. That is insane. I think it's the longest stretch since like the 70s that any player has had of that. Russell Westbrook, 7 triple doubles in the month of March, the most since MJ in 89. Way to go. And they're still not going to get out past the second round, especially if they had to play the Spurs or the Warriors.
All right.
Sorry.
You got any?
Trevor Story, man. Is that one of yours?
Yeah, but go ahead. I got plenty.
I mean, come on. 4 home runs already this year?
In 3 games. There's only three other players that has had that before, I think. Go ahead.
I would say probably Adrian Gonzalez. Well, I don't know how early he was when he was hitting it, but I mean, against arguably probably one of the top 5 pitching staffs in Major League Baseball, I mean, that's pretty good. for a rookie nonetheless. I mean, wait a great way to step out of Troy Tulowitzki's shadow.
And they ain't looking for Jose Reyes coming back. It doesn't look like
Jose isn't playing anymore. Sorry.
Did you have another one?
Nope. Here's my number one.
All right. First of all, I'll give one to Zach Ryder for winning the IC belt and then losing it the next night. Hey, at least you won it.
He's still the internet champion of the world.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. And I got Buddy Hield before the Final Four game was having a great – you know, run. Tyler Robertson, Clay Thompson, and Kristaps Porzingis becomes the first rookie ever to have 1,000 rebounds, 1,000 points, 500 rebounds, 75 threes, and 100 blocks.
Wow.
Give the man credit.
For once, the Knicks actually got a draft pick right.
I know.
Thompson, back-to-back 40-point games. Yep. Man.
Tim Duncan to join the 1,000 win club. Only him, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Robert Parrish. Only 3 players with 1,000 regular season wins.
Timmy.
So keep on doing what you're doing. Russ Smith, we didn't get to point this out a couple weeks ago, scored 65 points in a D-League game for Delaware 87 years, setting the all-time record for a game, 24-42 shooting.
Russ,
you shot 42 times. You ought to score 60 points.
Was his idol Allen Iverson or something?
Yeah, probably.
Russell Westbrook joins MJ with most triple doubles in a month with 7. Villanova, of course, winning the national title. Denzel Valentine winning the AP Player of the Year and then declaring for the draft. And Draymond Green is the first player ever to have 1,000 points, 500 rebounds, 500 assists, 100 steals, and 100 blocks in a season.
Draymond Green, that's a player right there, man.
You should have 1,000 assists and 1,000 points when you
about
that team.
Talk about a player who is a right fit for a system.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then first starting catcher, first 2 games with the Yankees, 7 RBIs. That's the most RBIs in first two games of the Yankee in player team history.
Come on, Castro. We need you to keep playing like that, boy. Because I don't know what our pitching going to look like.
You're a Yankees fan? Man, there's something wrong you didn't about know that? You. What? No, I didn't.
I'm a Duke fan. I'm a Yankees fan. I'm a Panthers fan. There's I love the Yankees.
All types of wrong in them.
Yeah, that's all three shades of wrong.
How do you not like the Yankees, the Empire, 27 championships? What?
You just said it, right?
Yeah, there you go. That's it.
I don't understand, man.
All right. Y'all got anything else?
Sports is life.
I got nothing right now.
You got nothing? I like it. And you can catch us everywhere. Everybody on Periscope, stick around. We got one more little quick show. Everybody else, we'll see you later.
Side piece. Never.